Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program and thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am, as always, your humble host, Michael Boldea. And although you are not aware of this, this is our third attempt at recording the program. So hopefully third time's the charm. If not, then you won't be hearing these words anyway. So it's sort of like Schrodinger's cat. Is it alive? Is it dead? We don't know until we know. I think it may be the internet being a little spotty, but that notwithstanding, we're still going to try to get through this and hopefully, you know, discuss a few current events that I think are important and germane to the current state of the world. It is what it is. Sometimes things work smoothly, at other times less so, and we you know, take our lumps and we bob and weave, and that's the way it works. We never claim to be one of these ultra high tech ministries with multiple camera angles and whatnot, because we just aren't. We're sort of basic here. We got my laptop. We got a microphone. The laptop's the thing I use to write most of my articles as well. So it is what it is. Now, things that are happening in the world. We had such a good 15 minutes. I wish that somehow I could get it to you because it was good and it's off the cuff. That's the beauty of this program. Nothing is planned. Nothing is scripted. We just go with the flow and see where it leads us. But there are certain things happening in the world that we should be aware of because they're important and because they tell us things that perhaps certain governments and certain individuals don't want us to know. Now, the narrative has been for the longest time that the Russians are almost cave people. I mean, they fight their battles with sticks and clubs and slingshots and rocks. Apparently, what's been happening in Europe sort of goes against the grain of that narrative. And yes, I am aware of the current retaliation by the Russians. Some 40-odd Ukrainian people lost their lives, and it's a very sad thing. It's actually a village that my brother Daniel stops and sleeps in, actually a town, before getting to the final destination of where we have our outreach in Ukraine. So I'm thankful that he was here and not there. But it's a horrible thing. War is a horrible thing. Now, the narrative has always been that the Russians are running out of rockets, they're running out of equipment, they're running out of everything, and that this thing is almost done. The Russians are going to capitulate, they're going to surrender, they're going to wave the white flag, and I don't know, I guess make Zelensky president of Russia too. These narratives, I know, you're thinking to yourself, but that's absurd. Yeah, but that's what they've been feeding us. Now, contrary to the narrative, Germany's army has just rushed an Iris-T air defense system into service on its own soil for the first time. This happened Wednesday, which is yesterday. And I know you're thinking to yourself, but if peace is so close at hand, why would they be doing this? Well, maybe peace is not so close at hand. Now, the tragedy of all of this is, and you have to acknowledge the fact that the West has blood on its hands because of it. This thing would have been over a year and 8 months ago. They were ready to sit down and negotiate some sort of peace deal, but the West said no. We need to have this as a potential because, we're, election season, so we have to have contingency. Now, Germany's army, Russian Iris, the air defense system into service on its own soil. This is big news because it's the first time they've ever done it. They've also delivered several of the sophisticated systems to warn for Ukraine to take down Russian rockets and drones and missiles mid-flight. So the question is, did they send bad ones? Are they not working? How is it that the Russians are still able to just absolutely devastate Ukraine with rockets and missiles if this system is so state-of-the-art and modern, as the kids like to say? It's a good question to keep in the back of your mind. Maybe they sent faulty ones. Who knows? But AFP reports Chancellor Olaf Scholz said that the surface-to-air system was part of a long-term buildup of German and European defenses initiated in the wake of Russian President Vladimir Putin's launching the Ukraine invasion in 2022. These are his words. Russia has been massively rearming for years, especially in the field of rockets and cruise missiles. Scholz said at the inauguration ceremony at a base in Poggendorf near the northern city of Hamburg. So if peace is close at hand, why are European nations mobilizing? Why is Germany doing things it's never done as far as its defenses are concerned? Why is Poland spending more money than it has on their weapons and accumulation thereof? Maybe the politicians know something that the people don't. Maybe that's the question that needs to be asked. Why are the people not being looped into what the ruling class is planning? Because I promise you this, while the political class in the West is very excited about the prospect of war, the average citizen is not. Whether it's Germany or Italy or France, none of the people that are responsible for electing their officials are as excited about the potential of war as their elected officials are. Because the people understand it's not going to be the politicians that suffer. It's not going to be the politicians that die. It's going to be the average Joe. So up until this point, the narrative has always been that, look, we're going to clean their clock. The Russians are just all of their weapons are subpar. Everything that they put together was back in the 80s. And I think that those aware of how this is going are realizing that they've been perpetuating a lie. That's the reality of it. They've been perpetuating a lie. And they've made their enemy seem less capable than their enemy is. And now, they're having of Christ. And I know that we just shifted. We just pivoted here because it's become a serious matter, hasn't it? When men's entire existence revolves around the material, when men's entire existence revolves around the best life they can have, the most luxurious life they can have, the most money they can squirrel away, the will of God, the word of God, picking up their crosses and following after Christ and denying themselves is the farthest thing from their mind. And if that's the farthest thing from their mind, a man, how do I put this? A man pours out what is in him. Does that make sense? So if within the heart of a man, all that there is greed and avarice, that's the only thing that can be poured out of him. He's not going to preach repentance. He's not going to preach holiness. He's not going to preach righteousness or sanctification unto the Lord, because those things are not in him. What is within a man is exposed by the teaching that comes out of him. And so we're in this state where much of what calls itself the church is perpetually enamored with the things of this earth. And I do believe wholeheartedly, and it's a sad conclusion that I've come to, that it's not going to take guillotines, it's not going to take prison, it's not going to take torture, at least in the beginning. All it's going to take is a threat of being deposed of these things, of having these things taken from you, for men to fall in line and preach exactly what those in authority want them to preach. And what those in authority will want them to preach is by no means Christ and the cross. Let that sink in. I know. All of a sudden, the levity is gone, but we'll get back to it. We have to. We have to keep smiling. My booger, the young one, Melina, looked at my face the other morning and goes, "You got a lot of wrinkles." And I said, "They're not wrinkles, my love. They're laugh lines. And if anyone's responsible for those laugh lines, at least in the last 5-6 years, it's her. She is the funniest kid I've ever run across." So I told her, "It's all your fault." And she said, "I didn't do it." I know, but you make me laugh anyway. Back to this, because it matters. Look, by no means am I saying that preachers shouldn't draw a salary. A workman is worthy of his hire. It's a biblical principle. My contention is this. If what your baseline salary is 50 times more than the median income of your congregation or your supporters, then there's something wrong there. But that's just me. Like I said, I'm an odd duck. Quack, 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 quack. But back to this, because it's important, and I think it'll shed a little light on how readily men are willing to compromise the truth, how readily men are willing to lend their name to things that they shouldn't lend their name to for just a few bucks in their pocket. The first guy that this article names is a man named Keith Kraft. Never heard of him. Apparently, a lot of these guys come out of either Texas or California. They're the business-minded ones. So one of America's wealthiest pastors, pardon me while I sip from my delicious beverage, and it's not coffee. I know. You're astounded. You're not going to hear anything for the rest of the program when you hear that I'm not sipping coffee, but I've had so much since 2 a.m. that I'm thinking to myself, I don't want my heart to explode halfway through the program, because then all you'd get is 30 minutes, and that would be me shortchanging you. So we switched to water. Water tastes like water, so there's no complaints about the taste thereof. One of America's wealthiest pastors, Keith Kraft, a man who leads Elevate Life Church in Frisco, Texas, charges his clients $84,000 annually. $84,000 annually. I guarantee you that for most of you listening to this, that's 5 times your mortgage annually. To participate in his Life Mastery Mastermind, Kraft owns 2 houses in Texas, 2 vacation homes in Destin, Florida, a mountain home in Colorado, a yacht, and a Cessna 650 jet. Because when the Lord blesses, he blesses. The problem is, much of his finances are derived from individuals that see him as a spiritual authority. That's why you can't blend the two. Paul wasn't selling his tents to the church. I know, I'm nitpicking. Brother, why do you have to nitpick? No, it's a reality. This is a serious matter. Paul was a tent maker, but he wasn't selling his tents to the church, telling them that they were blessing the Lord by buying his tents. Nowhere in the Gospels will you find that. Kraft's property holdings are an estimated $13 million. Before becoming a pastor and life coach, Kraft recorded a Christian rock album and joined the Power Team, dun, 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 a group of Christian bodybuilders that shared their testimonies on TV. I must admit, I must have been, what, 14, 15, when I saw the Power Team on TBN. That's 30 years ago. They were impressive. You know, the guys that used to bend crowbars with their teeth? All by the power of the Spirit. This is, look, the mockery of the sacrosanct isn't something that just started, you know, in the last 10 years. This was going on back in the 80s and 90s. If you're old enough, you remember. You must have seen them at some point. By the power of the Spirit, I'm benching 450. Well, it was by the power of steroids, but you know what? At this point, as one Hillary Rodham Clinton would say, what difference does it make? So Kraft is an entrepreneurial pastor, having started businesses that include Servant Leadership LLC, Kraft, operating a Kraft Yacht Charter, and Kingdom Air Aviation. You see how every business title has some sort of interconnectedness with the spiritual. Kingdom Air, H-E-I-R, and Servant Leadership. But hey, hallelujah, the Lord is working, huh? I mean, the rising phoenix is just around the corner. We just got to shake off the ashes. There's another madam. And if it's not them personally, it's a spouse or a son or a daughter, somebody connected to them that can use and exploit the children of God. This time, Nicole Crank. Charges $17,000 for her Inner Circle mastermind. I'm thinking I lowballed my offer for $99.99 for Don't Be a Sucker. I'm thinking this is just the entry-level fee. Because if these people are charging $17,000 a year and $84,000 a year for telling you things you can find on YouTube, I'm thinking $99.99, that's a boon. So I'm expecting the whole session to sell out quickly. It's only 100 people. I'm limiting it to 100 people. Only 100 of you will get to know how not to be a sucker. So act quickly. Go to don'tbeasucker.com. And I'm kidding. I kid. I have to say that because there might be a website with don'tbeasucker.com, and you'll be giving some stranger money, and it's not going to be me. So it's just a joke. There you go. Levity delivered. But Nicole Crank's husband is David Crank, who's a pastor of Faith Church with Campusi. It's campuses, but I like saying campus. I know the English language is so malleable. In Florida, Illinois, and Missouri, the Cranks own a beach house mansion of over 11,000 square feet in Ocean Ridge, Florida. It's worth a paltry $5.6 million, according to real estate website Zillow. And then you have a few more, all of them related to or the spouse of some preacher. And I guarantee you, in every church foyer, there's a sign-up sheet, because this is what the house of God has become by and large. It's become a money-generating machine. And when the money is threatened, they just rebrand. They change their name, but they go on with the same tactics. They go on with the same nonsense. And Jesus, well, Jesus is an afterthought. Who's got time for working out their salvation with fear and trembling when you can get a Life Mastery Mastermind class for $84,000 a year? And the reason that I bring these things up, and there's more stories, there's more pastors getting arrested and getting fired for indecency and sin and all this stuff that I'm not going to get into, because it after a certain point, it's basically the same story with different names. But the reason I keep going on about these things week after week and month after month is so that you understand beyond a shadow of doubt that when judgment begins in the house of God, it will be something biblical. It'll be something cataclysmic. And at that moment, when you see the judgment begin, having known what they've been doing for years and years and decades, let not resentment take root in your heart. And don't you dare question God and go, Lord, aren't you being too severe? No, he's not. Because while people are spinning their wheels and trying to get business coaching and life coaching and mastermind classes, their spiritual lives are stunted. Their spiritual man is on life support, if that. Because we no longer consider the divine, we no longer consider the things of God as deserving of preeminence in our lives. There you go. I know. I see, I failed at levity even. But this is what's happening. This is the American church, and especially in third world countries, especially where there is a predominance of poor people, the wolves in those nations do the exact same thing that the wolves here do. This is who they take their marching orders from. This is who they see as those whom they would like to pattern their lives around. Because let's face it, who wouldn't at this point, if you're living in a mud hut somewhere in Africa, want to have a $5.6 million beach mansion, huh? Because we've shifted the focus from eternity to now, from the spiritual man to the things of the flesh. And anyone who is still tethered to this mindset, anyone who is still tethered to the things of this earth, anyone who's focused is their comfort and their excess, will not be able to stand during the days that are coming, because the devil is working overtime in putting all the pieces he needs to together in order to bring about the persecution of the church. This is an ongoing theme. I've been warning you about this. And when you see it, remember who told you. Also, all the other things he said. Now, as far as saving democracy from itself, there was a big wrinkle in the plans of the machine last week, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, you know, I mean, he didn't have a shot at being the next president, but he would leech away at least 4 or 6% of the total vote. And he decided that when Kamala Harris and Mr. Waltz posed such a threat to the future of the nation that he swallowed his pride, suspended his campaign, and endorsed the big bad orange man. however you feel about either individual, it took a lot of courage for a Kennedy to come out and say that he endorsed what basically the entire Kennedy clan and all of the Democrat Party see as an existential threat. Now, given that the man suspended his campaign, he requested that his name be removed from the ballot in what were considered battleground states. Now, Wisconsin is the latest, but Michigan started this. So as of today, two states, two battleground states, some would call them key battleground states, Michigan and Wisconsin declined to remove former independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name from their general election ballots this November, despite his requests and withdrawal from the race. I know. Kennedy announced last Friday that he was suspending his presidential campaign and would endorse former President Trump. He said he would seek to remove his name from the ballots in states that could theoretically determine the outcome of the election, but would keep his name on ballots that are either solidly Democrat or solidly Republican. The critical purple states, however, rejected that effort Tuesday. It has been declared that minor party candidates cannot withdraw, so his name will remain on the ballot in the November election. Senior press secretary for the Michigan Secretary of State said in a statement on Tuesday, Kennedy is slated to appear on the Michigan ballot as the nominee of the Natural Law Party. Wisconsin similarly decided Tuesday it was too late for a change. Indeed, it wasn't too late to switch out Kamala Harris with, you know, for Mr. Robinette Biden, who, by the way, has been enjoying an amazing 2 weeks on the beach. I'm sure that ice cream tastes much better in the heat. At least it's easier to lick from the cone if it's a little melty. But with all of this going on, some who are still semi-lucid and somewhat awake would query who exactly is running America. If Mr. Robinette Biden's on a permanent vacation while still president and Kamala Harris couldn't put a sentence together to save her life and now she's going around saying, vote for me, because when it's cold, you're cold, and you're cold because it's cold, or some nonsense. I know, perhaps it's me. Perhaps my intellect is so minuscule that I do not understand the depth of her poetry. However, you know, I'm not saying I'm the smartest kid in class, but I would hazard to guess I'm in the top 10 percentile. And everything this woman says and everything that comes out of her mouth is just gobbledygook, to use a word that Mr. Robinette Biden fancies. During the proceedings Tuesday, the chair of the commission quoted the state law to another commissioner who had concerns about keeping Kennedy on the ballot despite his request otherwise. So, to simplify it, we'll go back to what I've been warning you about, I don't know, since the last elections. They got one through the net. They know all the levers they need to pull in order to get a second goal through. And believe you me when I tell you that a second goal is all they need. Another 4 years of this, and everything you thought was stable, every safety net you thought you had, is going to disappear. All those religious protections, all of that separation of church and state, gone. Because while some are focusing on the economics of it, and the absolutely self-destructive tax policies that are going to be implemented, And like I said, I'm not rich. I don't have a dog in this fight. But it's not going to stop with the rich. If you think only people worth $100 million on paper are going to get taxed to death, you're fooling yourself. Because if somebody has $100 million, they know where to hide it. They know where to put it. They know where to go offshore. They know that the Cayman Islands exist and they can afford a plane ticket there. And so eventually the $100 million is going to be cut to 10, then to 1, then to 100 grand. And then just like it was back in the good old days in Romania, you're going to have officials coming to count your chickens to make sure that you were reporting the right number of chickens to the government so that they can come and take their quote-unquote fair share. And no, this time I did not do the air quotes. I am proud of myself. So yeah, the man requested that his name be removed from the ballot. And thus far, both Michigan and Wisconsin, which, if you recall, the 2020 elections went a certain way by just a nose hair. It was close. And it was close after all the, what am I supposed to say in order to keep from getting arrested? The alleged cheating. So if you're hoping, assuming, expecting a free and fair election come November, these people are already telling you, nay, nay. They're already showing their hand. Now, I did make a little video that I put up on Rumble because YouTube don't like us no more. And not that we ever liked YouTube, but for now, at least. And I'm saying for now, because the thing I read this week is, what's that? Oh, not Truth Social, the other one. Some kid who started it just got pinched in France. It's Telegram. See, Gino knows everything. I mean, if it weren't for Gino, I'd know half the stuff I know. The guy who started Telegram just got arrested in France. Because he was allowing disinformation on his platform. Now, in order to understand the magnitude of this, you have to realize that disinformation to them is defined as anything that goes against the narrative. Even though the quote-unquote, and nope, I didn't do the air quotes again, conspiracy theorists are batting 1,000, including the latest thing that I saw. What was it? Oh, I'm not going to call it Meta, just like I don't call Twitter X, all right? I'm set in my ways. I'm an old dog. You can't teach me new tricks. So the CEO of Facebook claimed in a letter to the House Judiciary Committee on Monday that the Biden administration pressured his company to effectively censor Facebook content related to COVID-19 and, bum, 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 Hunter Biden's laptop. I know, who'd have thunk it? I mean, we're sitting here going, 50 intelligence officials signed the letter and said, no, don't believe your lying eyes. It's not Hunter with a crack pipe, it's just a crack pipe. Remember all of that? Do you understand that it's very likely, had they allowed the information to come out, had they acknowledged the existence of the laptop and that it was, in fact, Hunter Biden's, and had people been allowed to make the association that somebody's got some dirt on this boy because it's not like he has any self-control, the entire election could have swung the other way. So Mark Zuckerberg at this point is trying to cover himself. It's CYA time, buddy. That's all it is. He didn't have an epiphany, a revelation, a moment of honesty. He knows just how far they pushed to censor people, both on the jab and how deadly the vids were, as well as Hunter Biden's laptop. And he knows that if enough digging is done, what he did was criminal. But back to the disinformation, because this too back then was considered disinformation. We cannot allow the dissemination of disinformation to fog the minds of the American populace. Huh? Remember that? So basically, everything that they decide is disinformation is by definition disinformation. Men can't have babies. That's disinformation because transgenders feel like women and they believe they can. God calls it sin. Well, that's disinformation too because there are certain denominations that say sin is no longer a thing. You see how far they can take this. And so they've gone after this Russian kid, and they've arrested him in France. They've actually charged him because people were disseminating disinformation on his platform. Understand that your freedom of speech, as far as public platforms are concerned, is coming to an end. Right now, they've got a bullseye on, Elon Musk's. And for all of his faults, and no, I'm not planning to put a monkey chip in my brain anytime soon, his core belief is that freedom of speech is essential. The problem is that the freedom to speak the truth is the thing that those in power cannot have. It's the thing that they cannot allow. It's the thing that they cannot abide. If you say something contrary to the narrative, who was it? England said that they were going to extradite you and prosecute you in an English court for saying something demonstrably true. See, given that the conspiracy theorists are batting 1,000, there are certain things that are being whispered that now have certain confirmations that should make any native-born or American citizen very wary of the plans that they have for you. The Democrats in California... Just listen to the lunacy of this. The Democrats in California passed a bill that would allow $150,000 in home loans for illegal aliens. If you are an American citizen, if you are a taxpayer in California, you do not qualify for this $150,000 home loan. It is exclusive to illegal aliens. So those whispers of the replacement theory that have been going around just got a little realer, haven't they? And we're looking at what happened in 2008. Remember the ninja loans? No income, no job, no problem, just sign on the dotted line. This is the ninja loan on steroids. It used to be no down payment, remember? Just come on in, sign the papers. Now they're giving them 150 grand. As long as they're not an American citizen. California Governor Gavin Newsom will make the final decision on a bill that would make illegal aliens eligible for $150,000 in home loans for first-time buyers after the state assembly passed the final version of the bill on Wednesday. Assemblyman Bill Assaly helped lead Republican opposition to the bill, but Democrats passed it by 3-1 veto-proof majority, sending it to the governor's desk. Tell me your elected officials hate you, despise you, detest you, without telling me that they hate you, despise you, and detest you. U.S. citizens are not eligible. U.S. taxpayers are not eligible for this $150,000 first-time buyer home loan. But people who came into the country without papers, illegally, I know, there's no such thing as legal and illegal. Yes, there is. Nations have borders for a reason. And if you want to emigrate to a certain nation, you got to put in paperwork, you got to wait for approval, you got to jump through hoop after hoop after hoop just to get a green card. I'm tempted to burn my passport and all my IDs, fly into Guadalajara, and sneak across the border. So if I come on here in a few months and say, hola, my name is Jose, Jose del Jose, then you'll know I did it. And I just banked 150 grand. Bought a home in California. Not that I'd ever buy a home in California. I know some of you are living in California listening to this, and I'm sorry. I've been there and I've done that. I love my kids too much to put them through that meat grinder. But here we are. People who have no allegiance, no conviction, no skin in the game as far as being Americans or from America are getting a boon of 150 grand to put a down payment on a home. What's that going to do to home prices in California? For those of you that are, you know, hardworking individuals looking to buy a home for the first time that have squirreled away your pennies and dimes, what do you think that's going to do to the home prices that are already just nosebleed exploitative? I'll let you think on that. I know. Things that make you go, but don't worry about it. Kamala Harris wants what's best for you. She, along with Mr. Walsh, they're just big old teddy bears that love you so much. They want to see you standing in a bread line. It's because they're concerned about your weight and the associated risks of heart disease because you eat meat and have a steak on occasion. It's getting rarer to have a steak. It's a special occasion now that you can have a steak because you got to, you know, save up to buy a piece of meat. But if you think it's bad now, give it a minute. Look, they're already starting to establish the narrative. They're already starting to tell the story. Kamala Harris is ahead. 7 points, 10 points, 40 points. She came out of nowhere and wowed the American populace. You don't say. She came out of nowhere? She's been vice president for 3.5 years. She was less popular in her own party than rectal itch. But now, all of a sudden, the best person for the job. Now, if she doesn't gain any traction, if she fumbles the ball, if the puppet they've chosen does not perform, I wouldn't put it past the machine to remove her permanently and install someone else. Because the machine is the machine. Whoever they throw up there is just a figurehead. as long as they say what they're told to say, even if they say it in a horribly botched fashion, they'll be okay with it. They're still doing everything they can, i.e. keeping Robert Kennedy Jr. on the ballot after he requested his removal, to ensure that they can allegedly cheat their way to a win. But even cheating has its limits. I mean, we were asked to suspend logic and credulity and reality in 2020. They can't ask us to do that in 2024 by a factor of 10. I mean, sure, Mr. Robinette Biden, notwithstanding his mental fog and his outbursts and his rants and anger and his squatty potty moments, I mean, the most beloved figure ever, I mean, more votes than Obama. But to say that Kamala Harris is going to get more votes than Joe Robinette Biden, given her track record, her history, her dislikability by her own party, I don't think they can ask people's credulity to be stretched that far. So if the October surprise is that something happens to Kamala Harris that will make her either drop out or be incapable of running for president occurs, don't be surprised. Now, for those that, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's there, the world. Zelensky says Ukraine will prepare a peace plan by November to share with Trump and Harris. I guess Zelensky is not as certain of a Kamala win as the Democrat Party is. And Zelensky knows that all the tomfoolery will have to come to an end if, perchance, the big orange man is reinstalled in the White House. I also think that this is his tacit way of ensuring that up until November he gets as much funding as he wants. Because the current administration needs to have a potential war with Russia in the mix. They need it. Because the only other alternative is China, and they realize that you can't. People would associate the economy with a war on China and realize Walmart's going to be empty. Where am I going to get my electric fly zappers from? So Ukraine and Russia and that dynamic is more beneficial to them. And I think Zelensky's shrewd enough that this is a veiled shot across the bow. Look, you better keep feeding us money or we're going to remove the option of war with Russia by coming up with some sort of peace. Can they really be that devious? Have you been keeping up with what's been happening in the world lately? Yes. They can. They are. They will be that devious. Because to them, everyone else is cannon fodder. Including you, including your children, including my children. Yes, they are willing to start a war if that's what it'll take for them to retain power. I will tell you this over and over again so that when it happens, again, you won't be surprised. No, there is not one politician that has love in their heart for the Ukrainian people, trying to save them. They're a tool. They're useful in the moment. And when they stop being useful, they'll be thrown out with the trash like every other nation that believed we were their ally until we had no reason to be their ally anymore. We still think of ourselves in terms of having the moral high ground as a nation. We still think of ourselves in terms of being the good guys. And we're not. We're just as vile and corrupt and wicked and evil as everyone else in the world. Because the one thing that would have made us that shining city on a hill, we rejected wholesale. See, godliness would have made us a great nation. True repentance would have made us a great nation. Right now, we're just in the mud with everyone else. Sure, we have more power than they do, and we wield it. But if you think that our politicians or this administration or on both sides, I'm not just talking about Democrats, on both sides, you've heard what the gentleman Lindsey Graham has said. On both sides, if you think that they're virtuous and moral people that want to see peace on earth, you're fooling yourself. As long as they retain power, it doesn't matter what they need to do in order to achieve that goal. That's it. That's all you need to know if ever you asked yourself, how bad do you think it's going to get? I told you this back 3 months ago. The one thing that will determine whether or not we go to active war by November is the polling. Not the polling that CNN and Fox News pull out, but their internal polling. The real stuff. And given what they've been doing for the last couple of weeks, their internal polling is saying things that the polling put out by Fox and CNN doesn't quite harmonize with. So this is where we are. I know you're thinking to yourself, go back to talking about the don't be a schmuck, or how not to get suckered. Don't be a sucker, whatever. It's already sold out. So now if you've got, I don't know, what is it? 84,000 bucks handy. You can join the other thing. You can join life coaching sessions. You can't look at the world and wonder how it's gotten so bad. All you have to do is look at the church and see how far the church has strayed from the truth. And then you'll understand how the world has gotten so bad. We're not without fault. We're not blameless in the sight of God. And by we, I mean the modern-day contemporary church. This is where we are. And we're here because we've allowed it. We're here because ditzy broads can demand 11 grand for 3 half-hour talks, and they get it. They get it. Because if they wouldn't, she'd be running a sale. But can you really put a price on the anointing? On her anointing, yes. So I wish I had better news. Perhaps next week. But as far as this week, not much has changed. The world is still spinning out of control. Nations that understand the dynamics of what's coming down the pike are spending record amount of money on their militaries. What was it? Poland. It's not a big nation. They're spending almost $50 billion on their military in 2025. Do you think that's because they think there will be peace on earth? The Bible tells us what to expect during these last days, and it's not peace, and it's not harmony. Peace will be snatched from the earth, violently pulled away. And I think that reality is only a matter of time. So, I don't know, maybe increase your prayer time by 30 minutes a day. Maybe get into the Word more than ever before. Maybe focus on growing your most holy faith. I understand that, you know, life coaching sessions are exciting. But your focus shouldn't be on this present life anyway. The end is near, the King is coming. Are you ready to meet him as a wise virgin? That's the reality of the hour that we live in.
A wartime footing. That's kind of what politics has become. It's not really politics of peace in America. It's literally a war on so many levels. If you run for president, you're literally in pretty much a war mode, battle mode. And the signs are there on so many other ways in America, our infrastructure, our grid. Things could go down so quick we wouldn't even believe it's happening. Espionage, terrorism, how many people have come through the borders that are terrorists. All these things. They've come into our country from, I think, over 100 countries. You know, and there's 800 on the terrorist watch list they can't find. And you don't know. Why are so many Chinese coming over that are military age? And you think there aren't spies in the U.S.? This is the state of a country falling. What country would let their borders be open to this kind of disaster? We can't help our own people, but we'll go broke helping people who weren't even born in the U.S. coming over illegally. That's why the Bible says, look at the signs. Look at the day approaching. You know, look at God speaking the warnings and take them serious. Our cities are going to turn into war zones, anarchy and civil unrest like we've never seen. And militarily, pretty well emptied out. We're in all these other countries and not much in America. Surely, have you driven by any city with air defense? I don't see it. They could launch a missile at Chicago, and I'm not aware of anything that will stop it. Or New York, or L.A., or Miami. A lot of our air defense is in other countries. And that's the state that we're in. You know, it's kind of like falling asleep when you should be on the watch in the guard tower. So with that, we have to be close to the Lord, realize the day is approaching. And war could break out in Europe easy now. With that, please consider going to handyhelp.com, checking out our warnings, our dreams and visions, and books, music, and other things. God bless you for listening to the Light of Truth broadcast. Stay close to Jesus and stay in the word of the Lord.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Boldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you. They are all